Hello, welcome to the Friday, April 10th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. In the last few years, we had numerous incidents where Islamic terrorists did take over the online media presence of various news outlets, like, for example, the Associated Press and others. On Wednesday, however, these attacks reached a new level with TV5 Monde, one of the large TV stations in France, which operates 11 different TV channels, going dark for about 3 hours. These attacks have been attributed to ISIS, also known as Daesh, and have been simultaneously accompanied by a complete takeover of this station's social media presence. The Facebook and Twitter accounts were also used then to post identity documents for various French soldiers who apparently were involved in operations in the Middle East. The scale of the attack is probably much larger than many of the other media attacks we have seen over the last few years. At this point, there isn't really much known about what exactly happened, like what's the nature of the attack, what the original entry point was, and I assume that people at this station are probably still doing their own investigation. The broadcast TV program was down for about 3 hours, and after that, only reruns were broadcast. Only during the early hours of Thursday, some live TV programming resumed on these channels. It isn't clear why this particular TV station was targeted among all the TV stations in France and other Western countries. Probably it was just the low-hanging fruit, the one where they did get in and were able to make this kind of statement. And I mentioned yesterday the update that Apple released for OS X Yosemite. One vulnerability that I didn't mention, but that has gotten quite a bit of press after a blog post was released about it, is a privilege escalation vulnerability in OS X that has been patched with this last set of patches, but only for OS X Yosemite. So older versions of OS X are still vulnerable. A proof of concept exploit has been released. The vulnerability does look relatively trivially to exploit and essentially gives any user who is logged in on the system complete root access. And CSO Magazine has an interesting story about how millions of personal records from backup drives were apparently indexed by Google and are also available now in Google's cache. Apparently, the root cause of the problem are backup drives that are networked and that are accidentally exposed to the open internet. For example, many routers now have a feature where you can connect a USB drive to the router and share it on the network. Typically, the default configuration does not expose this data on the public side of the router, but it's all too easy to enable file sharing also on the public side of the router. And once Google, of course, finds this drive, this website providing then access to the drive, it will easily index the content of this drive. In this case, it appears less to be a problem with the default configuration or such of these devices, but more an issue with how these devices are being used and how individuals who configure these devices often don't quite understand the implication of certain configuration settings. At least part of the problem, apparently, is that Google also indexes the content of publicly accessible FTP servers, as many of the files found in this article were only accessible via FTP. And MariaDB, the fork of the MySQL database that was created when Oracle took over MySQL, is adding some interesting new security features. One of these security features is tablespace encryption. This will protect your database from access to the table files directly via a user that's authenticated to the operating system, but not necessarily authenticated to the database. In addition, they're also adding what they're calling a database firewall in order to filter queries, which according to MariaDB, will also help against SQL injection. I haven't seen the documentation of this database firewall filter yet. It will be interesting to see what's happening there. The encryption code apparently does come from Google. A couple of news stories I've seen also advertise the table encryption feature as a protection against SQL injection. However, I've looked at the documentation of the table encryption and I don't think it will do anything about SQL injection, which is kind of typical for table encryption. Well, this is it for today. Thanks for listening. By the way, on Saturday, I'll be speaking at the Orlando B-Sides in case anybody of you is around, and next week at SANS Orlando teaching Dev 5 to 2 defending web applications.